Among the most popular film musicals of the 1950s and 60s were the ones based on the most popular Broadway shows of the 1940s and 50s, the long-running musicals by Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has some reservations about these musicals, but he says that there are some features on a new 12-disc DVD set that are more than worth the price of admission.
Richard Rodgers and his first lyricist partner, Lawrence Hart, created some of the best musical comedies in the history of Broadway. But when Rodgers was offered the opportunity to do a musical version of a sentimental folk comedy called Green Grow the Lilacs, Hart wasn't interested. So Rodgers began his landmark collaboration with a new partner, Oscar Hammerstein II, already a Broadway legend in his own right. Originally called Away We Go, the musical version of Green Grow the Lilacs opened at the St. James Theater in New York with a new name, Oklahoma. The show was hailed for its innovations. It opened with a solo song, not a chorus of dancing girls. It had a dream ballet. It even had a threatened rape. And it had songs that furthered rather than interrupted the plot. Today, the cornball Americana of Oklahoma seems more like old-fashioned operetta, not nearly as sophisticated as the witty satires Rodgers wrote with Hart. But its tuneful songs became instant classics.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Unforgettable tunes and a certain high-minded moralizing characterized the Rodgers and Hammerstein shows that followed. First was Carousel, with its touching love story moved from the Hungary of Ferenc Molnár's play Lilium to the coast of Maine. Then came a series of musical dramas that confront cross-cultural misunderstandings, the super-romantic wartime story South Pacific, The King and I, about a 19th-century English schoolteacher who goes to Thailand, and Flower Drum Song, about the Americanization of Asian immigrants in San Francisco. Rodgers' last collaboration with Hammerstein was The Sound of Music. The most satisfying of all their films is probably The King and I, with excellent performances by Deborah Carr and Yul Brynner, who won his Oscar for recreating his Broadway role as the King of Siam.
When I was a boy, world was better spot. What was so was so, what was not. Now I am a man, world have changed a lot. Something's nearly so, others nearly not. There are times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Very often find confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I have studied to procure. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure.
Is a puzzlement.
The bland acting in the lead roles of most of the other Rodgers and Hammerstein films, by newcomer Shirley Jones and such Hollywood types as Gordon McRae, Mitzi Gaynor, and Rossano Brazzi, underline the sugary wholesomeness of the shows themselves. But the secondary players come to the rescue. Rod Steiger as the menacing Judd, and seductively pouty Gloria Graham as Adu Annie, the girl who can't say no in Oklahoma. Juanita Hall hauntingly recreating her original role of Bloody Mary in South Pacific. But the real treasures in the Rodgers and Hammerstein set are the bonus materials. The Carousel DVDs include Fritz Lang's marvelous 1934 French version of Lilium, with Charles Boyer in one of his best performances as the tough guy Carnival Barker. And there are extraordinary clips from a landmark tribute to Rodgers and Hammerstein that was broadcast simultaneously on all the major television networks in 1954, which featured members of the original Broadway casts. In South Pacific, Mary Martin lifts you out of your seat because she's in love with a wonderful guy. And who wouldn't melt over Martin and the great operatic baritone Ezio Pinza singing Some Enchanted Evening?
Who can explain? Who can tell you why?
Who'll give you reasons wise men never try? Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, across a crowded room, and fly to her side, and make her your own. For all through your life you may dream all alone.
Once you have found him, never let him go.
Once you have found her, never let her go.
These Broadway stars have such personality and charm, such alertness to inflections, the way the music actually embodies what the words mean. They really make you care about what they're singing. Watching these clips, more than their generic Hollywood imitations, you really understand why these shows won America's heart.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new 12-disc box set of Rodgers and Hammerstein film musicals.